Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSL Sports. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte, coming to you live from downtown Salt Lake City. Beautiful day this afternoon here in Salt Lake. And, man, it's a beautiful time for BYU basketball. You're going to hear from Brandon Dunson coming up in about 10 minutes, one of the new assistant coaches in the BYU basketball program. But I think Cougar Nation is just pumped, Matt, for Dallin Hall, his return, announcing he's going to run it back.
What was his rating in the portal? He was like a high 90 or something.
Well, Evan Maya, one of those kind of KenPom type guys, he rated him a 5-star.
Wow.
24/7 Sports rated Dallin Hall a high-end 4-star, like top 50 transfer guy. So you're talking about a big-time addition and a guy that had probably maybe bigger offers to other places, but he's like, I want to be part of Kevin Young and what he's doing. And it's pretty exciting to hear, and Dallin Hall broke it down on JJ and Alex, our sibling station on the KSL Sports Zone, and he went into that decision to enter the portal, but ultimately return to BYU.
I mean, as you guys know, a head coach is a huge part of your decision on where you're going to go play. And so at the time I jumped in the portal, Coach Young wasn't there was no coach at BYU. And so I didn't know who it was going to be. And myself and my family talked, and we felt it'd be best to kind of weigh out my options because I've loved BYU. I've been treated incredibly well here by the community, by the fans, academically as well. And they've helped me a ton. And so I feel like I've grown a ton here, and I have goals and ambitions to play basketball in the NBA and at the next level. And so I decided to jump in the portal and kind of weigh out what would be the best move going forward for me in terms of finding the right fit, the right coach who really believes in me and has a system that I think is going to let me play my game and help my teammates perform. And those were kind of big things that I was looking for. And then when Coach Young got the job, he reached out to me pretty quickly and let me know that they really wanted me back. And we, through a series of conversations, we were able to kind of talk about game plan, how he envisions using me this upcoming season. And just overall, I felt like I could really trust him and what he says. He's a man of integrity. It seems like he really carries himself well. And his basketball mind is off the charts. I mean, obviously, he was a top coach in the NBA. So all those things factoring together, his connections for the NBA, after a lot of prayer and some visits and talking to my family, I felt like I would be able to still accomplish all those goals that I mentioned, but also have, you know, this great BYU experience that I've had the past 2 years.
Man, good stuff there from Dallin Hall as he was with JJ and Alex yesterday on the KSL Sports Zone. Their show is every single Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. actually on the KSL Sports Zone. I don't even know where to begin with that. There is so much juicy.
Lots to unpack.
Let me say this really quick. He mentioned the integrity of Kevin Young. After he got hired, I did like a little deep dive, and I found this story that Kevin Young told back when he worked with the Sixers. And this to me just highlights that integrity and that authenticity that is clearly on display with the hires of the staff up to this point and the players he's returned. He was coaching in Michigan when he was with Delaware, and his wife had told him, hey, all of the kids up to that point are like sick. I'd love to get you home. And like a flight got canceled, and he was like, I really got to get home. Like, I got to help my wife. So he rented a car and drove all through the night to get home rather than stay in the hotel an extra day and get home when you get home. And that's like a little thing, but that really impressed me that he cared that much about helping his wife. And look, we got little kids.
Yes.
It's not fun when your kids are sick. It is hard. It's hard when they're not sick. And when they're sick, it's even harder. And for him to have went to that length to get home to help his wife at that point in his career, I think it's safe. The dude is of high character and high integrity.
And that was critical for Dallin Hall. And to get Dallin Hall back to BYU, it inspires a lot of excitement. And it gave a validation that says, this Kevin Young, he's probably going to work out quite nicely for BYU basketball. We're taking another break, news, traffic, and weather. And then on the other side, one of Kevin Young's assistant coaches, Brandon Dunson, you'll hear from him next here on Cougar Sports Saturday.